Doc Rivers continues to time and time again not get it when it comes to getting... Oh!
Let him play!
He wins. Great steak. Smells like poop.
Honestly, like if Urban Meyer wants to come to Connecticut, bring him on. I mean, come on. I'll take him too.
Nia Jackson, I think, weighs 280 pounds.
Oh!
Can we isolate that clip? Nia Jack weighs 280 pounds. Oh!
Let her play.
From Los Angeles, this is Dave in the City, brought to you by Locks of the Week Radio. Now, here's Dave Medina.
Good evening, sports fans, and a pleasure to have you here for the Big A to Z show. Good to have you with us from the Dave in the City studios in quarantined Southern California. We're back tonight with our good friend Coach, and he's ready to bring us some uniform talk, and specifically we speak of the NFL uniforms. So we're going to rank the best and the worst of all time. And not only that, but we're going to try to go through some of the franchises and see what our favorite uniform era was for each of those franchises. Let's not waste any time. Our A to Z series continues, and we are now up to the letter N. So it was a good idea that my friend Andrew had. We thought of doing the NFL best of uniforms, worst of uniforms, the whole thing. So we're going to do the NFL best of all time, worst of all time, and franchise best uniforms in this edition of our show. Let's bring in Andrew to the program back in Denver, ready to join us. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Good, good. I see you're in the spirit. We're on the webcam again, and I see you got your 49er shirt on. Pretty good.
Put the 49er shirt on just for the show here tonight.
Very nice. Very nice.
I should have worn my jersey, though. Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So we're discussing uniforms. I should have my jersey on.
You just wore a t-shirt?
I said I just wore a t-shirt.
Oops. You know, it's funny. I think I told you this. I don't have a jersey. I've never had one.
So as I cough, my coronavirus is kicking in. But...
Oh, no.
So do you not have a jersey of any team of any sport?
Like an official jersey? If you don't count like giveaways, you know, like when they would give away like a cheap like facsimile jersey at the ballpark or at a basketball game.
Yeah.
No, never owned one. That's very interesting. I don't know why. I just never thought about it, I guess. Never got around to it.
It's interesting. Now, I guess then the question is, if you could own a jersey, any jersey of any player in any sport, what jersey would you own?
That is such a good question. And I mean, I've had a lot of different answers over the years, you know. And in the beginning, I would have gone with like a Jerome Bettis jersey from like 1995 or something like that, or whenever the first year was with the Steelers. But I have to admit, that Kevin Green jersey that Kevin Green wore when he was with Pittsburgh was pretty cool, even though I never saw him play. He was a very good player and a Hall of Famer, so I would probably go that way. I like
go Steelers.
Like, yeah, something Steelers.
Not Lakers. You wouldn't get a Kobe jersey?
No, Kobe's definitely in the short list. I thought about, especially now, like I probably love to get like a late 2000s Kobe jersey would be really cool. Like it's kind of a Mitchell and Ness thing now. It's like they don't really make it like that anymore. The letters are all little now, but back then the letters were bigger. So like, you know, the letters in the back were bigger.
Yeah.
So a Kobe 24 would be pretty awesome, actually. So that'd be a pretty good second choice. Or third.
So I've owned a ton of jerseys in my lifetime, and I still do.
Yeah.
I have tons of football jerseys. A number of baseball jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
I have three hockey jerseys.
Yeah.
The only one I don't own now is I don't have an NBA or basketball jersey. But I did when I was a kid. I, like everybody else, had a Jordan jersey.
Jordan 23? Yeah.
Yep. Everybody. I had a Bulls Jordan jersey growing up.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because they're going to do that series this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to watch that?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be very interesting to watch it because I think over time, I think there's a younger generation that doesn't really realize Bulls and Jordan and what that whole era was,
yeah,
you know?
True. That's true. I mean, people know of him, but they don't really know the whole extent of what it was like.
I mean, my first memories of really watching basketball was watching Michael Jordan play, you know, when in the early 90s. You know, I kind of came around basketball right around like 91, 92, which is right when the Bulls started that whole run. So I remember that. I remember when he left to go play baseball, and then he came back and he wore 45. And, you know, I remember all that stuff.
Yeah.
That was kind of my introduction to basketball. So I was a Jordan fan growing up. So I had a Jordan jersey.
That's cool. I gave you some answers for my other sports. So hockey would be Kopitar from the Kings. That'd be an easy one. And I don't know what version, like, but I would probably do Anze Kopitar because he's pretty much been the guy, the constant in my life for a long time. And he's a great player and still playing for the Kings. I mean, once they get going again, whenever that is, you know, so that's cool. Baseball is a tough one because we've had a lot of great players that I've loved.
Kirk Gibson.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, that's kind of cliche. I could do that. I probably would be more like Earl Hershiser, like the cool 55 in the back. That'd be a cool one. So like a,
I'm always more of a fan of throwback jerseys rather than current players, you know, because like, once you get your Tom Brady jersey, next thing you know, he's in Tampa Bay and then you're like, oh shoot.
You're probably safe with Tom Brady though, because he played there for a long time.
Played there for a while. He'll be an old time Patriot, but it's just tough these days because some of these players move around so much. It's tough to get a jersey, well, and then, you know, a few years later, they're on a different team.
I don't think if he was really good, even for like 2 years, like, you don't think you worry about that. But I think you do want the prism of time to elapse first before you do that, because otherwise you end up with like a Manny jersey, Manny Ramirez, or you end up with, it's kind of weird, or you end up with like a Yasiel Puig jersey, which I think would be fine today. Like, even now, I think I'd be cool with a Yasiel Puig jersey. It was a fun few years when he was there, but stuff like that, you know, like there's a lot of risk involved with getting a current player.
Yeah. If you can go back. I always think you're a little safer with throwbacks. You can always get a throwback player who, you know, you grew up watching or something like that, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and eventually you may end up with a guy that ends up being a throwback player anyway, like somebody who's really good today, like Buster Posey for your Giants. Like, he will eventually be one of those guys. So that would be a safe one. So I'm with you on that. So let's get to our topic. We got some fun stuff to talk about. I don't know how much time we're going to have to do all this, but we can definitely do your top 10. We discussed it in emails. But the way we can do this is we can go 10-1. And I'll do my 10, you do your 10, and we'll work it from there. Do you have your sheet on you? Like, you have the Excel thing? Where it has a...
I'm working from my brain, Dave.
Really? You remembered all that? Wow.
Yeah, I just in my head, I figure I got ones. I'll let you go first while I ruminate, and then, you know, we can go down the line from there.
Okay, I'll write down what you wrote, too, for your top 10. So that'll
be this is all time.
All time. So I will specify what era, what year, or years... were involved. So because we all know that even if you say, oh, the Steelers, yeah, sure, it's about the same, but there have been nuances of differences through each decade, so we both are aware of that. So let me start. Okay, so number 10 all time, I'm gonna go Rams 80s to 90s and most of the 90s until about the point that Kurt Warner got to the team. So you can't go wrong. Great blue and yellow, the giant horn on the side, on the shoulders. It's a fun jersey. The helmet is great. Like the Ram logo, the blue and the yellow. It's pretty awesome. Yellow pants. And then the road jerseys, which you don't see the road jerseys. You always see the home ones because they still use the home ones, but the road ones don't get used a lot nowadays. And those are good too.
Well, and that's the interesting thing about the Rams is the Rams are going to get a uniform update or change here in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
They changed the logo. They already brought that out. People hated it. And so I think a lot of people are a little worried because the Rams went back to the throwbacks as home jerseys, and those look great. Mm-hmm. And I thought what they were going to do is just update maybe and bring out like the old road version, like you were talking about, with kind of like the yellow sleeves and all that. But I don't know. Now I'm a little nervous that they're going to make some big changes and it's going to kind of ruin the whole thing.
What if is that really ugly LA horn thing on the side. On the side of the jersey. Oh my god! Oh,
that would be
so
awful.
Bad.
Yeah,
oh.
I'm hoping they. I'm hoping they stick to the home jerseys as is, and it's just the logo, and maybe they change the home one. But
yeah.
I'm a little nervous that they're gonna screw that up.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's tricky. So, all right, let's get your number 10.
My number 10, I'm going to go with, speaking of teams with potentially new uniforms, I'm going to go the Browns, old school Browns.
So that would be like Browns most of their career, because it's like
most of the existence. Yeah. I think it's going to be Browns. Let me get like Browns, you know, 95 or something version of the Browns.
Sure, yeah.
You know. With all the stripes on the sleeves, the brown jerseys, the white pants, the orange helmets. Yeah. I always loved that look. I always thought it was kind of a cool, look, no logo on the helmet and anything like that. And luckily, 'cause a few years ago, Nike came in and the Browns changed their uniforms and went like shadow numbers. And then they had like Cleveland written across the chest and they had like Browns written down like the side of the pants and just awful.
Yeah.
The rumors are that they're going to go back to the old uniforms. And they're actually announcing it this week, this Wednesday, they're going to release the new version of the uniforms. And I saw a mock-up of what the rumor is that they are, and they look fantastic. So they make the top 10 probably just because I'm excited to see them again later this week.
Yeah, that's cool. So they've had those ugly, weird Cleveland jerseys for a while, right? Like I'm seeing pictures from like 4 years ago when they still had them. So
yeah. So the NFL rule, I think, is you have to have it, once you do a uniform change, you have to have them for like 5 or 6 years, something like that.
Yeah.
So they've basically had them for about 5 or 6 years, and they've been such a loser to the fans that, remember, they had those color rush jerseys with the orange numbers and the brown jersey with the orange numbers and the stripes on the side.
Yeah.
They actually made that last year their primary home uniform just because the other ones were so hated by the fans.
Wow.
So for 1 year, they made their color rush jerseys the primary jerseys at home, just because the fans liked them so much more than the other ones. So,
right.
But yeah, rumor is they're going to go back to the old throwback uniforms this week. So I'm crossing my fingers and hoping to see that.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine. Like, you know, I know that it always makes it sound like we don't like change, but when something looks good like that, like, why would you change it? Like, it was really good for a while.
And see, I'm really a traditionalist for a lot of these old time. Like, you're going to notice my list here.
Yeah.
It's going to be it's not going to be a lot of fancy spancy new stuff. It's going to be a lot of old throwback stuff. It's just, and part of it, I think, is just growing up. It's teams you watch. You know, you have memories of watching and the uniforms they wore. And so you just kind of, I always tend to kind of lean toward the way teams kind of looked when I was younger.
Well, I would make one exception, though. The Jets. They didn't look that good when I was young.
Jets were terrible.
Yeah.
But they improved when they started wearing, it's my coronavirus again, Dave. It's bad tonight. They improved when they went back to kind of the old throwback ones. And then now they've switched it up again and they went like with a weird version.
Yeah. Then they have a new version. Some people like it. I mean, whatever. I mean, I would rather they went back to where they were in 1998, I guess, which was, like you said, mm-hmm. the 60s model.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm not as traditionalist as you, but I have gravitated toward designs that I think have been tried and true. I mean,
right.
It's interesting that there are a lot of them that seem to have worked out.
Seems like the NFL more than most sports kind of keeps a more traditional look to some degree to some of their uniforms.
Yeah. Well, especially with the oldest teams, they've just been so well ingrained in history. It would be tough to move from them. And
yep.
There's no reason to, in a lot of cases, like the Raiders, like why would you change up the Raiders style? The Raiders is so popular. You see that jersey everywhere. And
yep.
It's like, why would you screw around with that? Like, and I think that makes a lot of sense.
I agree.
Yeah. So let's continue. All right. So we're up to 9. And speaking of tradition, you talk about the There are only like three teams, I think, from the NFL that actually were around when it started back in 1920. The Bears are one of the teams, and that's my number nine. It's a very, very good jersey. Very good uniform. The cool pants. It's interesting they have blue pants for when they're on the road and white pants when they're at home. And the rounded numbers is a very interesting quirk, because like a lot of the old-time teams don't use round numbers. They use like square, like kind of edgy, you know, like really straight lines and things. But the Bears have used this rounded number thing forever.
Forever.
And it's funny that that could have existed back then, but it did, and it still works. I mean, the only real change they've had in the last 25 years is they've moved the TV number to the shoulder. It used to be on the sleeve with everything else, but with the way things are going with the with all the uniforms getting so tight, I think it was a necessary move, and it looks good. Actually, I think it was a good decision. I think it was a good decision. So that's mine, Bears.
Yeah, I like the Bears. But I don't think they make my top 10.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, they're just outside it. It's kind of a traditional look. I like it. I don't love the round numbers. I know it kind of, they've done it forever and all that. It's kind of like my problem with the Steelers' current uniforms. I don't like the round numbers. I like the old throwback Steelers in the 70s, you know, with the block numbers. But Bears are good. It's a good one. Solid. It's just outside my top 10.
Okay, so let's get your number nine.
Number nine. We're going with a big throwback here, Dave, to Tampa Bay and the creamsicle uniforms.
Wow, you've been on that for a while.
I love the creamsicle uniforms. I love them. And, of course, Tampa, we're talking about teams that have changed uniforms here recently. Tampa just changed their uniforms and went throwback, but they went throwback to the Super Bowl Bucks. And the team with John Gruden and all those guys who won the Super Bowl, which, fine, I guess it's okay. I'm not a huge fan of that look, but I love the old creamsicle uniforms and the, you know, the Buccaneer on the side of the helmet.
Yeah,
you know,
it's fun.
I love it. Now I saw when they reverted back to that some people said, or to their Super Bowl version, some people said, you can't bring the creamsicles back because people think that it wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't work as a week in, week out uniform. People are like, oh, you know, it's a little out there, you know, maybe it would work as a good throwback, something like that. I actually disagree. I think it would really work as a cool uniform nowadays.
That'd be an interesting call. It's just so closely identified with the 70s, that color. It's just like,
yeah.
It's just tough to get out of that.
But the thing is that's interesting is one thing you have to think about, the Miami or the Florida teams don't wear their dark jerseys early in the year. Mm-hmm. You know, early in the year, they typically wear white at home because of the heats and everything that's in Florida. So they usually September and early October, even when they're playing at home, they wear white jerseys. Mm-hmm. So the white kind of mutes it a little bit. Like it's there, but it's not as in your face.
Right.
You're really only talking probably five or six games a year that you're actually seeing those uniforms.
Oh, like the full orange.
The full orange and everything. So I don't know. I love it. I'm a fan. I miss it. So it makes my list at number nine.
Well, I think it's a decent choice. I mean, certainly it's different, and I think you can applaud creativity when it comes to these kind of jerseys. All right, so let's go to number eight, and I will give you my Steelers from the 70s through the 90s, the classic look, the steel curtain, and then the years in the middle that no one talks about where they had, like, Mike Malone, and they had they were terrible. And then the 90s, of course, when they had Neil O'Donnell and Jerome Bettis.
Slash Cordell Stewart.
Cordell Stewart, yeah. And so, you know, it's
Rod Woodson.
Oh, he was great. Like, and he's a Hall of Famer. Like, he's
going to get a Rod Woodson jersey. That's what you need.
Oh, that is actually a good choice, actually. You know what? That is a very solid choice. He was a great player. And definitely from an era that actually was living, you know, that I actually remember.
That you actually saw.
I saw him play. So, and he played for a long time. It was really cool. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, no, he's great. He's an icon, certainly. So, a great call. But yeah, that look, you can't beat it. It's a really great look, classic look. The helmet's great. The helmet logo being only on one side of the helmet is kind of bizarre. I don't know what you think of that, but
I actually like it.
You like that?
I remember as a kid watching Steeler games and stuff and thinking like, man, that's kind of crazy. They only have it on the one side, but for whatever reason, I really liked it. I thought it was kind of a cool change. I don't know if the helmet, I don't think it would work just being black, you know, fully black. And I don't think it would work if you had that logo on both sides. I don't know if I would like that. I kind of like the idea that it's on the one side and then not on the other.
I wonder if a lot of people even notice that. Like, it takes a few years when you start watching the, you know, football to notice that that's the case. Like, you know, it's like, oh, wait, it's only on one side? And like, it takes a while for you to figure that out. So it's a little...
I wonder, do you even know how that happened?
That's a great question.
That they decided to throw a logo on only one side of the helmet?
I have no idea. That's a very interesting question.
I don't either. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, I should know better. I should know that.
Come on, Dave. It's your team.
It's my team. I should know that.
You should know the history.
I don't even know why that is, but that's ridiculous. Terrible job. But anyway, that's my number eight.
My number eight, Dave, drum roll.
All right.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Same one.
Yeah. I thought about top five, but because I like them. The only thing I'll say about this, I don't love the Steelers road uniforms.
Okay.
You know, just because it's a lot of yellow, it's kind of like the Packers. There's a lot of yellow when they play on the road, you know.
Yeah.
But certainly the home with the helmet, the logo. And I'm like you, I like the old block letters from the 70s, 80s, 90s.
And numbers, yeah.
Other than the circular numbers that we see today. So, yeah. So it's a great look. It's a traditional look. And I'm all in on the Steelers.
Yeah. I mean, the rounded stuff is close enough, but it does look too much like the Nike logo. Like where you see the letters on the back, it's like, good job, Nike.
It's okay. It's okay. I don't know why they ever went away from the block numbers,
it's a very 90s thing to do. Make it all curvy like that. It's like
now they have it to where they wear the throwbacks, where it's basically the same look. It's the same jersey. But it's with the block numbers.
Yeah, yeah. They do that usually, maybe like once or twice a year. But then
they usually do it once or twice a year. Yeah. Yep.
But they do another one where it's even more of a throwback, where it's just all yellow letters and numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? Like you've seen that one? Yep. Like that goes back even further back in time.
I'm not a huge fan of.
Not a huge fan of that. It's a little too basic, so I'm not.
And the other reason the Steelers get a little lower on my list is I like color a lot when it comes to football uniforms, and black isn't my favorite. I hate these all black uniforms that some of these teams wear now that you see.
I think for the Steelers, it's allowed, though, because this is their color. That's the Pittsburgh color. Like, the Steelers and that whole thing, like, it was yellow and black. It's always been.
Yes, but I like, when I watch a football game, I like it bright. I like colors and everything. So, it's still a great uniform, classic uniform, but having black as one of your primary colors knocks it down for me just a tad. There will be another team later in my list that has black.
You're gonna like contradict yourself in a few spots. I am, but
the Steelers and the team that we got coming up is two exceptions.
All right, very well. Let's go. All right, so number seven. Here we go. So I'm gonna go. That's interesting. We both have the Steelers at eight. You'd think I'd have it higher, but I don't. And you'll see.
I was kind of surprised you had it down there.
Yeah, but it'll make sense once you see me go through the rest of this. Like, so number seven for me. Jets from the 60s, and then also, as we mentioned, it was used in the 2000s, the Curtis Martin era, Chad Pennington, all those guys, and that, you know, it was a fun time. I like that jersey a lot. I think the revival of it has been very good, too. It came off very well. Since that time, though, they've done some weird things to it, like the shade of green. Have you noticed the shade of green that they were using up until they changed the jersey was a little weird? It looked more like olive. I don't know if that's just because of the cameras or what, something, but it looked weird.
Even the new shade that they're wearing now is a darker, brighter, I don't know, it's a weirder shade of green that they rolled out last year. And I really like that. the helmet had like a weird green shine to it, particularly during the night games when they were playing night games under the lights.
Yeah.
Didn't look good. So
yeah.
I was kind of bummed, but I like you. I like the old Jets. They don't make my list, but I like the old throwback Jet uniforms.
It's a very regal look. And I think if you just go by what it looked like from 98 to 2005, it was perfect. Like, it just looked just right. It was really nice.
So, I agree.
Okay, let's get your number seven.
So my number seven, I'm going to do a little local flavor here, Dave. And I'm going to go Broncos.
All right.
Broncos circa 1980s, early 90s, the old Orange Crush.
So 70s too, yeah.
Yeah, kind of 70s-ish, but I love the old school Bronco uniforms with the D, with the Bronco on the helmet coming through the D, the orange jerseys, the blue, which was a lighter blue back then, not the dark blue that they have now. I really loved that old Broncos jersey. I don't know, maybe it's something with orange because, you know, obviously I like the Tampa jerseys. Give me an orange football jersey, I'm all in. but yeah, that was the Elway era, the early Elway era was an awesome uniform.
Yeah, it was a really great look. I mean, I grew up in a Raider household. My dad's such a big Raider fan. He hated the Broncos to death, but it was nothing like watching the Raiders and the Broncos go at it against each other in the late 80s, right? Like, it was some good games.
Those were good games, and they were good-looking games. Yeah. Like, I always sit here and I go, oh, this is a great uniform game. I'll say that sometimes when I watch a football game because you just enjoy, like, oh, these two teams are wearing such great uniforms. Yeah. They look so good. And I remember those old Raider-Bronco games. They were just great games, and they were also great uniform games.
Uniform
games both ways. Like, if the Broncos were playing and they were the home team, were in the orange, and you got the Raiders in their whites, or you switch it up. I remember some of those games out in the Coliseum where the Raiders are in their black with silver, and then the Broncos are in their white jerseys. Those always looked great games.
Yeah.
And I used to like to watch the Broncos when I was a kid growing up with Elway and everything playing. So they were always a good team. So they were an entertaining team. But so now they've got these the most 90s looking uniforms, I think, that we have in the league right now, which they were made basically right in the middle of the 90s. I think it was 95, 96, something like that is when they debuted those uniforms.
Yeah.
And for some reason they've stuck with it. Even the fans here tend to gravitate more toward the old school uniforms. In fact, they started wearing their Color Rush uniforms, which were kind of somewhat designed after the old ones, especially the jersey, same block lettering, same stripes on the side. And they even pull out that D with the Bronco logo.
Oh yeah.
And
they put did that it with on the dark, side. The navy blue too. That was kind of a little odd.
They do it with the dark. I always thought, you know, if you wanted to keep the darker blue, okay, fine, you could do that. But do the Color Rush jersey, do the D on the side of the helmet with the Bronco, and then do white pants instead of the orange pants. Too much orange for me when they do the Color Rush because it's all orange. But if you just wear like white pants with that, I think that would be a good look. I think that would be. But you see a lot of people with the old school jerseys here. You see a lot of people wearing the Color Rush jerseys here. So I can't imagine at some point they're not going to go somewhat back to those. It just seems like a lot of the fans miss that old look.
It's interesting because it wasn't their best years. The best years were the 90s. And
that's why I think they keep it. I think the fact that they won Super Bowls wearing the current uniforms, you know, I think that for whatever dumb reason, that convinces teams. Like, it's like the Bucks. Like, the Bucks were like, oh, we have to go back to the uniforms we won when we won the Super Bowl. Yeah. And it's like, well, you know, so.
Well, I mean, we have a difference of opinion in that era. And I like that era. I think it was a very – it was a bold look. It was kind of a mean look. And I think I was with it. And it reminds me of Warren Sapp and who's it? Rondé Barber.
They're not terrible. They're not terrible. They're certainly better than what they had. So they, I guess, upgraded. It's not great, but I do hope one day, I cross my fingers, that the Broncos will bring back those old jerseys.
Yeah. I mean, We'll see. I guess we'll see. I mean, the Broncos are pretty bad now, so it's like I don't see any reason for them to keep going with that 90s look now.
Well, Dave, I'll tell you this. If we get football this year, mm-hmm. look out for Denver, sleeper team.
I kind of said that last year, though. I said they would be at least 7 wins, and they had exactly 7 wins last year.
See, you got it right.
I did get it right. I mean, get it right, to be fair. But
they had a rough start last year. Yeah. They had Joe Flacco was terrible.
Yeah.
I actually like some of the moves they've made this offseason. I think if we do have football this year, they could, you know, I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl or anything, and they're not going to win the AFC West over the Chiefs, but I do think they could be a sleepy, you know, wild card team playoff contender.
Well, a couple things work in the favor of the Broncos. I think there's going to be some football. I don't know how much. But I think we'll have some season. I just think that'd be just from what I know right now. But let's. Yeah, no, I'm probably in the same boat with you. I think the Broncos are going to make some noise this year.
Yeah, because they had a really good end of last year. Yeah. They had kind of a sleeper kind of end of the season last year where yeah. they can. It seemed like they kind of figured some things out, and I think they might be okay this year.
Yeah, yeah. I think the one thing that I like about them the most is that they seem to always have a good defense. I mean, mm-hmm. that was not the issue with them last year. They couldn't score. That was always the problem. They were terrible at trying to get the ball across the goal line. So
good old Joe Flacco.
Yeah, he was bad, but that's not a problem anymore.
Luckily, I don't have to watch him play football anymore. One of the worst experiences of the last number of years was watching Joe Flacco play quarterback.
Yeah, he was force-fed into your guys' homes, right?
Oh, my gosh. Every week. Every week it was him on the second TV. It's like, oh, great. Second TV Flacco again.
All right, so let's go. Number six. Okay, number six for me, Raiders. Same, we were just talking about them, the 60s through the present. Basically, the jersey they've had almost their entire career, their entire franchise history. There's in the first couple of years a little different, but for quite a large percentage of their franchise history, they've had the same exact numbers, same exact pants, same exact everything. Silver pants, black stripe, black jersey, silver numbers. Very, very. It's a very basic jersey, very basic outline for their uniform. The silver helmet with the Raider logo with the shield. It's amazing. It does so much with so little. It's a great, great uniform.
It's a good one. And I'm going to make that my number six uniform as well, Dave.
Ah, I love it. Look at that. We're in agreement.
So I told you there would be two black ones in there. Steelers and Raiders. Those are the only two black uniforms that I like. I hate when anybody else wears black, particularly when it's my 49ers. For a few years wearing these ugly, hideous black jerseys and pants. But the Raiders, the logo, the silver and black, it's just the whole thing looks great. I love it when they wear the kind of throwback road uniforms with the silver numbers. I kind of like that.
White on silver, right? Silver on white, yeah. I guess. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you get those silver numbers with the black outline on the.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I think that's a sweet look. I like that on their road uniforms.
That's like
I
always, a super throwback. I remember that.
Yeah, I love that. But the home, and again, it's classic. It's really never changed. They've never done anything with it.
Nope.
They've never updated it. They've never done anything. So it's definitely, it's hard to think. And you think of the old 70s, those Raiders and, you know, Steelers matchups and stuff. Granted, I was too young to, I wasn't even born yet, but watching some of the old NFL films of that, it just looks like football.
Yeah. I remember one time in 2008 when they were playing at Heinz Field and I was like, wow, this looks great. Just watching it was really fun.
That's how football should look.
Yeah. It really was great. Even and definitely talk about the 70s. They met in the playoffs so many times in the 70s, way before either of our time. But that must have been fun. All right, so that's incredible. We've agreed on two of them so far in our 10th.
I feel like we're gonna agree on more, Dave.
Yeah,
I think about half the list is gonna be similar.
Well, I mean, I think the names on it. It's just gonna be positions that we will have a difference of opinion, and I think. So mm-hmm. there are definitely three I foresee you having on here, and maybe even four. We'll see. Okay. So number five, we're ready to go. For my five, I'm going to take the Chargers in the 60s, when they had the numbers on the helmets, they had the baby blue home jerseys, and then the lightning bolts on, I think they were on the shoulder, and then the lightning bolts and the number on the helmet, white helmets, just tremendous. Like, they came close to that today, but the way it looked in the 60s was just fantastic. AFL Charger look.
And Dave, once again, ding ding ding.
Wow.
We hit on a similar. I'm going Chargers as well. The baby blue, kind of the throwback. I think I sent you a picture of my favorite Charger look. Mm-hmm. From a number of years ago, where you, like you said, it was like the number on the side of the jersey, the lightning bolt on the pants,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff. So I'm right there with you. I love that baby blue. I was so happy last year they kind of went back to that as a primary home uniform.
Yeah.
Rather than that dark. I never was a fan of the dark navy Charger uniform. You have the baby blue. I couldn't for years understand why they just didn't do the baby blue all the time, but I was happy they did that last year. And they're a team that's got a sneaky uniform change coming up this year. Mm. So I'm interested to see. They released a cleaner version of the logo a few weeks ago. So, but they've been hyping this uniform change a little bit here. So Ooh. I'm kind of excited, but also kind of nervous that it's going to look a little funky. So we'll see. We'll see. But yeah. I'm like you. I like the old AFL baby blue Charger uniforms.
Yeah. I mean, the uniform that they're using, or they were using up to this year, was good. I was very satisfied with the look. I mean, the baby blue homes were fantastic. I was good with it.
It was okay. It was okay. I think it could definitely be a little simpler. I like kind of the LT baby blue uniforms that they did back in the day.
That was a little more rare, but
LaDainian Tomlinson.
I remember that.
Those were a little cleaner, little nicer, but the new ones weren't bad.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping they go back more to that version.
Yeah. Well, the only LT thing with version. That look you were talking about is the thick. Did they use extra thick numbers back then?
Yep.
I don't like extra thick numbers. So that was that'd be my only demerit there.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm hopeful. I'm crossing my fingers that they'll kind of give some semi-rendition of that the old AFL Charger uniforms.
Yeah. I mean, that was perfection. It was really good.
Yeah.
But it is nice that they go to it once a year at least. Seems like they do.
Mm-hmm.
At least once a year they do that uniform, and it's great. So I'm happy. Okay, great. Wow. So much unity here.
It's the one thing that brings us together, Dave, is uniforms.
Quite right. It also makes Jacob want to go to sleep.
See, and that surprises me because Jacob's a huge football fan. I thought he would be more into the aesthetic.
Yeah.
The look of football.
Yeah.
It's the one sport to me that I actually really care about the look. Like last year, like when we were going into the Super Bowl and there are all these Niner fans online saying like, oh, the Niners should wear their throwback, you know, all white uniforms. And I was like, oh, good God, please. No.
Oh, yeah. Do you mean the 94s?
I was scared for a few minutes.
No.
Not that they're terrible, but they definitely are not close to what their regular uniforms are and their regular version. Mm-hmm. So I was happy they did not go with that in the Super Bowl because there were rumors that they were going to petition the NFL to try and see if they could wear those. And I was like, oh, good God, please, no.
I didn't even know that they had shadow blocking that far back in time because I always thought that was like a 90s specific design, but they were saying that was a throwback to like,
to 50s.
Wow.
To the 50s. Never yeah. Mid 50s, like 55 49ers. It was that number. And it's funny because everybody thinks of them as a throwback to the 94 uniforms, but they're really throwbacks to the mid 50s uniforms that the 49ers wore.
Yeah. They did that for the 75th anniversary of the NFL back then. So very interesting. Yeah. Now, what was I going to say? No, that was it. So let's go to number four. We both said Charger. Oh, I think I was going to ask you. Well, two things. I wanted to tell. I think the thing that Jacob and the two of us agree on is that the late 90s were the absolute worst era of uniforms across the board in the NFL. You will never have a worse year of uniform design than the late 90s. It's just, everybody's wearing shitty designs. It was so bad.
Late 90s has to be right up there.
Yeah.
We are getting semi close to that now with Nike and all their weird stuff that they're doing now. You know,
it's not that bad yet though. I mean, hideous designs from the Patriots though, man.
Yes, you did. And even the Niners.
Yeah.
Think of the Niners. We'll talk. I'm going to talk about them in a little bit.
Yeah.
But think about how awful they looked in the 90s with the shadow numbers and everything. Good Lord.
Yeah. No doubt. All right. So as we talk about that, we're going to probably get back to that topic in short order. Number four, here we go. So my number four, you may agree, you may not. Cowboys, basically 70s to now. It's except for the extra thick number part, which I don't like, but everything else is just great. It's just really great. The roads are great. The home is great. I'm a fan. So the Cowboys, it's an iconic look. Everybody knows what it is. I have a question for you, though. Is there a difference between the pants they wear at home than on the road? Because there's a little bit of a green tinge to the home pants, and when you're on the road, it seems a little different. It's like more silver.
Well, I think the home pants are a little more kind of silver, more of a gray tone to them.
Yeah.
And then when they wear the road pants, they're almost a little more of a silverish blue tone.
Yes. Yes.
So there is a slight difference between the road pants and the that's kind of a throwback. I remember back looking at some old footage of the Cowboys in the 70s. They almost had almost blue looking road pants back in the day.
Okay.
That were much more pronounced to that color than what they are now.
Yeah.
But it's a very solid selection, Dave.
Thank you.
I concur with it. I have the Cowboys a little higher. We'll talk where I have them on my list coming up here in just a little bit. But it's a good one.
All right. Yeah. All right. So let's get your number four.
So my number four, I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins circa early 80s, like beginning of the Marino era. In Miami before they put the dolphin on the sleeves where they had the stripes on the sleeves, the old school dolphin jumping through the logo, the hoop on the side of the helmet. I loved the old dolphin uniforms. And in fact, the first non 49er jersey that I owned as a kid was a Dan Marino jersey, just cause I love the color of the Dolphins jersey, the orange and the aqua and all that kind of stuff. And the Dolphins do periodically wear throwbacks. Now you'll see two or three times a year, they'll wear the old throwback jerseys. Mm-hmm. Last year they rolled out the white version of them. They wore like an all white version of the throwbacks, mm-hmm. which looked really good. But I love when they bring out the old aqua teal jersey, you know, with the stripes on the sleeves and all that kind of stuff. It looks so good.
Yeah. I've seen that. I've seen them throw back to that specific jersey you talked about. I mean, they've moved the number up, but it's very much fine. The same one. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful uniform with the white pants and everything. So I miss it. The Dolphins have gotten a little weird over the last number of years. They went shadow numbers in the late 90s, if you remember.
Yeah, no, those were brutal. I will get to that, but they were brutal.
Really hideous toward the end of the Dan Marino run. But
I would take the current jersey over that. That's how bad it is.
It was bad, but I like the old school. Give me late 70s and early 80s Dolphins.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
That's great. And I think it's a very important distinction you make, that you have to get it up to about 1984, because once you get to like 87, they do screwy things with it. Like the dolphin on the side, I don't like it either. I think people were like, oh, it's the same. No, it's not the same. It's subtle, but there are definite differences.
I'm a fan of the cartoon dolphin.
The cartoon dolphin, yeah. it's hilarious because, and it's similar to the Oriole on the Orioles cap, where they wear a helmet, but it's not the same logo. It just says M on it.
Right.
And it's a strange thing to think about that. Like, first of all, do you like the Oriole on the Orioles cap? Like that cartoon?
Yep.
Oh, you do like that.
Yep.
Okay. You do like that?
I do.
Yeah.
I like some of the cartoon. I don't think we always need to go with realistic logos. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
We can sometimes do a more cartoony version. I think it's kind of cool. So
I think it's good. I mean, I've gone back and forth. I think when they first came out, I loved the actual Oreo-looking Oreo, the realistic Oreo. But nowadays, I'm happy to have the old one back because it represents winning. Like, they won. They had their best years with that cartoon Oreo. So it's kind of the same idea with the Dolphins. So very good. No, that's a great choice. It's a great choice. And it's interesting. I don't have it on here. I don't have them on my list at all. That's too bad.
Missed out on that one,
Dave. I really did. That's a good choice. It's a great choice. Because I love the stripes. They had so many cool stripes on that side, on the side sleeve. It was really great. Let me give you my number three. I know you're not going to agree with this. Not necessarily the team, but the placement. I'm going to go Niners, number three. The 80s Niners jersey. Fantastic. Really great. I don't really care whether it's the lettering from the late 80s or the lettering from the early 80s, but I do care about the sleeve. That's where Jacob doesn't give a shit, but I do because I like the bigger sleeve. And you can't do that today because the sleeve has to be really long in order to execute the stripe pattern and the spacing. But it was really good when they were starting out.
Yeah, I was a fan of the bigger sleeves with the bigger stripes because in the late 80s they went to – thinner stripes on the sleeve still looked good, still looked great, but I for whatever reason I like the old throwback, the thicker lettering on the or the thicker stripes on the sleeves.
But
they went with better lettering in the 80s for the back name plate.
That's
so fair. it's kind of you can kind of get the trade-off, like the lettering on the back of the jersey is better in the late 80s than the mid and early 80s, but the striping on the sleeves was better in the early. So tough to, you could go either way on that, I think.
You know, but I seem to be under the impression that the lettering was like a screen print too. The early 80s lettering, like really basic.
Early 80s. Well, that's one thing with the 80s. There was not a lot of sewn on numbering in the 80s.
No,
they kind of did. It seemed like in the NFL, they did like sewn on numbering in like the 70s. Mm-hmm. And even some of the 60s. And then the 80s, they went away from that.
Yeah.
And they went more back to like screen print numbering. And then it was back then, again, when we got to the early 90s, late 80s and very early 90s, that you started seeing sewn on lettering and sewn on numbers again. So, but there definitely was a period there in the 80s where most of the teams were wearing screen printed numbers.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Like, you noticed it even more in college football, but in the pros, it's very much the same thing. Like as you see close ups, you see all like the little mesh holes in the middle of the number. So
numbers are a little shinier in lights.
Yeah.
You know, that was just, I guess, the style back in the 80s. And then they changed that again back, kind of reverting to the old sewn on lettering in the 90s, and then pretty much since then it's been sewn on lettering.
Yeah, correct. And no, there are a number of teams that didn't do it. Obviously the Packers didn't, unless I just am not paying attention or something, but I think they've never really changed out of that, but a lot of teams did. You're right. So okay, so number three. I gave you my number three. What's your number three?
So my number three, speaking of the Packers, is the Green Bay Packers. Right. So I love it. It's classic. It's fantastic. Kind of like the Steelers. I have a little bit of a complaint. It's a little too much yellow on the road uniforms. I'm not crazy about the road. It's fine. It is what it is, but it's a lot of yellow. But the home jerseys, the green, the yellow, I mean, the perfect match. Of color. It's just a simple design. I kind of prefer the early 90s, the more stripes on the sleeves than what they've kind of slimmed down the stripes on the sleeve as we got into the 2000s, but still fine. Jersey's great. And it's one of the classic NFL looks.
Yeah. 100%. I don't think they can fit five stripes in there anymore, but man, when they had five, it was great. It was really,
it was, I like the old Brett Favre, early Brett Favre days with the stripes all over the sleeves and everything.
Oh, goodness.
But it still looks good now.
Yeah.
And they've kept a really good look. And they're one of the few teams in the NFL that kind of does their own template for the jerseys. A lot of teams do the vapor, that vapor untouchable or whatever template that Nike does for their jerseys. The Packers use the old mesh for their jerseys still. So they use kind of an older pattern for their jerseys than what some of the other teams do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you pointed that out before. So it's a very interesting quirk that you folks out there might notice once you start watching the NFL, and as you, or even go back to old games, you'll see it. So a very interesting point. So let's see, we're up to number two, and my number two is the defending AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs. And honestly, it's interesting because I told you my deal.
Dave,
was,
how dare you throw in defending AFC champion just to rub it in?
Defending AFC and more, actually, champion. I was trying to be diplomatic. That didn't work out, but you saw right through that. Anyway, it's a really great uniform. I mean, I think the numbers used to be thinner, but I hate thick numbers, but this is a notable exception to my thick number complaint. They might have thick numbers, but it looks just fine on them. It's a great uniform. So many great icons throughout the years. And then the KC on the side, you know, truly, truly a good look. And I love it when they play at home. They got the stadium. You know, I hate that chant that they do, but whatever. You can forgive that because the uniform's so great. It's the Chiefs, 60s through the present, is my number two.
It's a good one. It did not make my list, though.
Oh, didn't make it at all. Wow.
It did not make the list. So my number two, we're going to, I think it was, what, your fourth choice or something? The Cowboys.
Cowboys. Number
It's just like you kind of said earlier, we did the whole, I don't know if your listeners know, we did a whole helmet bracket thing for the NFL, and we determined that the Cowboys had the best helmet in the NFL.
It was so close. It was the Raiders and the Cowboys. That was tough to pick.
Raiders versus the Cowboys in the finals, and the Cowboys squeaked by on a field goal in the last minute to win it. So, but the star, and I'm a fan of even with their Navy jerseys. I like when sometimes they'll go on the road and a team will wear white or something, and then they'll have to wear their Navy jerseys. I even like that look. I think that's kind of a cool look for them. You don't see it too often, but you see it. You saw it a lot last year, but you generally don't necessarily see it a whole bunch. And it's really, they're the only team that consistently wears white at home, which right. is, I always thought, kind of an interesting difference compared to them and other teams in the league. So
yeah, it's a great backstory behind that. And the Dolphins are pretty similar in that regard. Like, they're pretty similar. Like, they wear white a lot at home. They don't always wear, they won't always wear the teal. In fact, they wear it very rarely. Same thing for the Cowboys at home. Once in a while, they will wear blue at home, but it's very rare. And so it is interesting.
It's usually like a throwback jersey on Thanksgiving or something. They might wear blue or something. But the Dolphins do it because of heat. I know that, like I said earlier, the Florida teams wear a lot of white during September and October because it's still so hot in Florida that time of year.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Cowboys are really just known for their white jerseys and wearing those at home, which I think is just a kind of a classic. They're really the only team in the NFL that does that.
Right, right. And I think the idea was just so that they would look consistent everywhere. And so that's where part of the America's Team thing comes from, is that they seem, no matter where they go, they will have that jersey on a lot of the time. Like, you can count on one hand usually how many times they wear their dark colored jersey.
Last year was interesting because they wore their dark colored jerseys quite a bit. I can't remember. I think it was like five or six times they wore their dark colored jerseys.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it was interesting because it's funny because sometimes it seems like teams will wear white just to make the Cowboys wear navy.
Well, that's totally it. Yeah,
that was back in the day. The Redskins used to do that a lot when they played the Cowboys. The Redskins would wear their white jerseys at home, so the Cowboys would have to wear the navy one because it was always kind of thought of as bad luck for the Cowboys. So
yeah. It's good gamesmanship on the Redskins' part, definitely. I like that. That's funny. Redskins don't make my list. It's interesting. Yeah, but I like your choice, number two. It's really well done. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, putting him at four, I could have put him at three, too. Like, it was very, very, you know, all these are great choices, so.
Yep. Once you get into the top five, it's tough.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a good, I think you have it slotted very well. So let me give you my number one. So number one is the Green Bay Packers. So I have them higher than you. We talked about the look and we've discussed it at length. The colors, you know, green and yellow don't go with a lot of things, but they do go great with football, and it is a tremendous look, especially when they're at home. And their stadium looks exactly the same. It's green and it's got yellow too. It's like, so it's
the
hilarious.
The whole town is that color, Dave.
It really is. It's really funny.
I was in Green Bay last year for a Packer game, and everywhere you go, it's green and yellow in that town.
Absolutely. So they embrace the colors, and it's just creates a great identity that you really can only put with Green Bay, and no other team can put. Even if somebody tried to put green and yellow, you still think, oh, they're wearing Packer colors. That's how good they've established an identity with that uniform. Uh-oh. You seem to be frozen, Mr. Andrew.
Am I back?
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I got you back.
Okay. So cool.
Well, we got to get your number one.
So my number one, Dave, give it a guess.
Well, let's see. We've run through a bunch of these, right? So... Oh, you were missing a team. You're missing a team.
Tennessee Titans.
No. Come on. I think the number, the one you are thinking of is the number one that you are wearing at the same time.
Might be slight bias on my part. But even if it is, I still think they're easily a top five and probably a top three uniform. The 49ers. I'm going to go 49ers circa 86, 87, somewhere right around there. Like I said, thin sleeves, thinner stripes on the sleeves, thicker stripes on the sleeves, prefer maybe the thicker stripes. But I think the bright red jersey with the gold pants, the gold helmet, the shine of the helmet. I liked it when they had the socks with the stripes on them. I just think it's the 49ers, the look. I think it was part of why I liked the 49ers growing up so much. Red was my favorite color. They had a very predominant red look. You know, it was easily my favorite jersey growing up.
Yeah, it's a great look. What's interesting about the uniforms of that time is that I think you hinted at this. The amount of metallic in the pants has increased since that time. Because I don't remember the 49er pants even being shiny at all. I think they were just the plain brown. They
were almost more brown than gold.
Yeah.
I actually think the pants look a little better now because they're a little more pronounced as goldish color. Mm-hmm. That was easily my favorite uniform growing up and still is my favorite uniform today.
It's great. It's too bad they don't really replicate the thickness of the stripe on the pants too, because it was great. It was really good.
It was the oversized stripes down the side, which some people have said, you know, looked too goofy, too funny because it was way too oversized. I would like, and it was very oversized. I don't know if I would necessarily today want it to be that big. I do wish it was a tinge thicker on the side nowadays. But for the most part, I don't have too many complaints about the 49ers uniforms today. I think they could be a little bit better. But for the most part, they've gone back to that old classic look, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, they got a lot of it right. There's no question. And I think it restored some of their credibility in a way too. Just they've been very solid since then.
Yep.
Yeah,
definitely played better than they did with those crappy. I mean, they went to like a dark burgundy
for a while
with shadow numbers, and they had black stripes on a helmet.
With the logo on the side of the stripes. Like,
with the logo on the side and the shadow numbers. I mean, it was just,
everything
the whole thing
went wrong
was,
with that thing, man. It was
awful. Jeff Gray, poor Steve Young had to end his career wearing that crap.
What did you end up doing with the helmet you used to have from that era? Because you had a micro helmet, like a small helmet from that era.
It's gone. I burned it.
I can't even imagine.
They even went with red face masks back in the day. Remember that? They had the red face masks. So
there is some debate about the face mask. They were thinking that the modern uniform should use the red face mask still and not go to silver. That's an interesting question. I don't know. What do you think?
I disagree. I don't like the idea of the red face mask. Here you go, Dave.
Yeah, that's the one we grew up with. I can see that right there. No, it looks terrific with that. I mean, there's no doubt. Like, that's, by the way, I would also use the same logo. Like, That extra oval they put in there is kind of silly. And, you know, the SF logo on the side of the helmet, but
yeah, they wanted to get a little gold in there.
Yeah,
but it's fine. I don't mind. It's close enough to the old version.
I agree with you. I think it's fine. Like, I mean, we are just, we're picking nits really. Like but that's definitely what the look we all remember from the old days.
Yeah.
But the current one is very close. Like, I think they really restored a lot of things correctly.
Very close. They've done a pretty good job. I do wish they get the three stripes back. I don't know why a few years ago they went down to two stripes on the sleeves. It kind of drives me.
They can fit it.
It's a little pet peeve to me because you can definitely do three stripes.
Yeah.
There's other teams that have done three stripes. They do three stripes when they wear their throwback, you know, uniforms to the 94 season. Those have three stripes on the sleeves.
Yep.
So you could definitely do it. It can look good. I don't know why they went with two. I'm still kind of upset about it, but for the most part, it's pretty good these days.
Yeah, I agree. That's really good. They've really restored things a lot, really, really nicely. So we've concluded our top 10, and let's just recap it. So my top 10, I have Rams at 10, Bears at 9, Steelers at 8, Jets at 7, Raiders at 6, Chargers at 5, Cowboys at 4, 49ers at 3, Chiefs at 2, Packers at 1. Your top 10 is Browns at 10, and that's a great inclusion. I think I should have put them in there. Bucks at 9 with their creamsicle. That's interesting to me. You put the Bucks in the top 10. That is
You have to have one crazy one, Dave. One off the wall in there.
I think that's fair. Okay, so Steelers at 8, Broncos at 7, Raiders at 6, Chargers at 5, Dolphins at 4, Packers at 3, Cowboys at 2, 49ers at 1, and I am surprised you don't have the Chiefs in there. I thought you would really like them.
So the ones that just kind of missed out, the Chiefs just kind of missed out. The Bears just kind of missed out. What was some of the other ones? What was some of the other ones you had that just kind of missed?
The Jets. Yeah.
I like them, but they're not to me a top tier all time NFL uniform. But yeah, like the Chiefs, the Bears, some of those just kind of missed the mark, just barely. Mm-hmm. You know, but solid, you know, good uniform. I don't have a complaint about it. Last year was a great looking Super Bowl. You had Chiefs and Niners.
Yeah.
And if that was a good uniform Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was definitely.
The game itself really sucked at the end, but the rest of it was pretty good.
It was great. If you just stop the tape at like, yeah, like 90% of the game. And you'd be good.
I recorded it and cut it off about 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Oh, that's yeah, I hear you. Okay, so now what we're gonna do is we're gonna do a very quick bottom five list, our five worst uniforms of all time, and this should be an easier list for us to do. So now, do you want us to go each one, like 5-5, 4-4, 3-3, 2-2, 1-1, or do you just want to do them all in one sitting?
It's up to you, buddy.
All right, so why don't I go. Yeah, I'm going to just do them all at once. Okay, so I'm going to give you my five. So number five, it's going to be a three-way tie. Vikings 90s, Falcons 90s, and Dolphins 90s. They were all horrible. I hated them. I know you like the Falcons a little more, but they were disgusting. Those giant numbers. I fucking hated all of them. So that's number five. Number four is the 49ers late 90s, which honestly is very generous ranking. It should probably be like sixth on that list, but seriously, they were terrible. Or I guess we're going, I don't know how you evaluate that. It's not like necessarily one is the best. So I guess the Niners should have been higher in that list. So I am being generous. So Seahawks 2000s, which the Seahawks basically like the entire history really should be number three. But and then the Patriots 90s, number two. And number one, the Bengals, like any era, they're bad. But 2000 in particular were really bad. The Carson Palmer.
The Bengals all time.
Yeah, like the entire all time. So those are my five.
So mine are somewhat similar to you. I have the Seahawks in there because I hate Seattle, so we have to put them in there. And I'm going to do Seattle as a tie two uniforms. They're 2000 uniforms, the Matt Hasselbeck special, which I don't know what color that was. If that was some kind of weird gray or something, I don't know, but it was, Seattle's a dark, dank place. And those uniforms were dark and dank. So maybe it fit well with the city, but I will also go those lime green all lime green uniforms that we see periodically right now with, granted, they're Color Rush, so they're kind of special. And if we were just to do Color Rush uniforms, Color Rush could maybe be its own, you know, ugly uniform version of all teams.
Ooh, boy, like every Color Rush uniform.
Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll have Seattle be one, and then I'm going to have Color Rush be one of them. And Color Rush just encompasses all the Color Rush uniforms of all the teams. The 49ers, and they're all black. The Rams in the all yellow.
It's not pretty. It's not
the
pretty.
Seattle with the lime green. We could just do one full Color Rush uniform thing. Yeah. So luckily we're the NFL is moving a little bit more away from the Color Rush stuff. So, but that one's on the list. The other ones I have on my list is going to be the 49ers. Like you said, they're definitely the burgundy, the shadow numbers. Like we said, just the whole thing was just a mess. So that gets in there. The Patriots, like you said, 90s Patriots, was an abhorrent version of a uniform and just absolutely hideous.
So
kind of like you, where you went Bengals all time. I'm going to go maybe Falcons all time. Yeah. I don't think the Falcons have ever had, and I really despise their uniforms of the current version. So you went Falcon, or you went Bengals kind of all time uniform hideousness. I'm going to go Falcons all time uniform hideousness as well. So we'll go there. Yeah. So was that five? Did I hit five?
I think you got four. You got four.
Oh, so I got to pick one
unless
more.
You count Color Rush as like one, then that would be the note.
Color Rush as a uniform idea gets its own version of one.
So but if you could do another one, like what would be the fifth one for you?
What's the fifth one? So if I could do another one, I would say I would say you could almost do like that, the version of Tampa Bay that just got nixed.
Oh, okay. Or so you know the newest, like the 2017 ish.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to strike that. I'm going to go Browns. I'm going to say Browns recent version of the Browns uniforms is the worst.
Yeah. You know that, you know what, honestly,
I'm going to say that just because I love the old one so much, because they made my top 10, that I was so upset when they moved away to this wretched version of it. So I will go with the Falcons. So I guess my bottom, what is that? I got the 49ers,
yeah.
Seahawks of the 2000s. We've got the all-time, all the Color Rush jerseys.
Every jersey ever from the Falcons.
We've got the Falcons history.
Yeah.
As ugly uniforms. And then, yeah, so we're going to go with all those.
Yeah, and they are all good choices. And I agree with you in the lime green. I know I like the Seahawks modern jersey, but not the lime green one. That is ridiculous. That is like,
yeah.
Oof. what are they thinking with that?
Just pathetic. So.
It's pretty bad. So that's a pretty good bottom five too. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go through some of these teams and we'll select the best jersey era for each franchise. Now we're not going to do all of them because we already covered a lot of them. I'll just go through some of them, like the ones basically we haven't covered in these other lists yet. So let's start with some of these and I'll ask you what your best favorite era is for each of these particular teams. And we'll start with the Buffalo Bills. Where would you go with the best era?
I actually think right now is really good. I think it's kind of a throwback to I guess you would say the OJ Simpson 70s Buffalo Bills, late 70s look. But I like it. I like the helmet, the jerseys, the striping, all that stuff, the color, the bright blue with the bright red. I love the white helmet. I love the white helmet.
Yeah, I like it too. I think that this look is probably the best look they've got right now.
Yep.
Yeah, because the only one I would pick over that would might have been like the OJ Simpson era where they had the actual buffalo, like the more realistic looking buffalo on the side of the helmet. But I still like it with that like Zoom looking logo that they have.
I like the actual logo they have now a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it was funny because I said earlier in the podcast, like I love like. a lot of the uniforms I really love are like throwbacks to my childhood mm-hmm. and the way teams were. Yeah. But I didn't love the, even though the Bills were really good when I was a kid and they had Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and they were, you know, obviously dominated the AFC for like, you know, 4 or 5 years. I didn't love the uniforms.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
Because they weren't that good. I mean, they just like they were really sloppy looking. Like the screen printing was just very gross. Like especially the naming. Did you ever see how sloppy the lettering looked on the back?
Yeah. And Buffalo had to get consideration for some really ugly uniforms back in the mid 2000s.
Yeah, that's fair.
Where they had like the shoulders were like different color than the rest of the uniform.
Yeah.
And everything. Oh. So, but I love the version they have now. They're a good looking team.
Yeah. It, you know, when I first started going back to that, I was like, what era is that from? Because I don't remember exactly that particular layout. And I found out it was like an early 80s look, basically, just before Jim Kelly got there.
Yep.
So it's a great choice. It's a very clean, very striking look. And I like the look. I agree with you. I think it's terrific. So
I like the white pants with the bright blue jerseys with the red trim and the white helmet. It's just a good look.
100%. So... Do I have my Steeler helmet? Oh, I think it's buried there in the back. I was going to go bring up my Steeler helmet, too, so it could compare. But
I see a Darth Vader helmet behind you.
Oh, you see that? Yeah. Darth Vader figuring way in the back. Yeah. Good catch. It's a cool, action. It's tall, too. It's like this big. It's really big. But anyway, let's go to the next to the Colts. I'm skipping over the Cardinals. No one cares. But... unless you object, do you really want to go with the Cardinals? We could do that.
The Cardinals are fine. They're okay.
I like the Cardinals. I think it's fine. But for the Colts, I think for me, I think the best look is, well, they've really had the same look forever, but you did note today that they're going to change the numbering back to where it was in the 50s and 60s, which I didn't even know about. Like I would not have known the difference, but, I like it. So I would certainly have agreed with that, and I do agree with it. So I will go with the 60s Colts with the bigger UCLA stripes on the shoulders, and I think that is awesome. That's a great look. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the Colts, it's almost the same to me. You know, their whole career, their whole franchise.
It's pretty much the same, yeah.
It pretty much is the same, and it's a great look. I'd probably go maybe just Manning era. Just mm-hmm. because, but it basically is the same. So to me, whatever era is good, I'm good with.
Yeah, definitely.
They were also a team that just fell outside the top 10.
It is an incredible look, and you're right.
Bears, the Chiefs, and the Colts. Yep.
They were certainly on the cusp for me too. It's a great look. The road ones look great. The home ones look great. It's just a terrific look. So let's go to the Eagles. This is gonna be interesting. What do you have for the? Okay, so I'm getting a photo on my webcam. He says, bring back one logo, it says here on the phone. And you're saying, see, I know everybody loves that Patriot with the football. I could take it or leave it. I'm going to go with the Oilers with the oil deck there.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, that's a cool that's a cool look. I like it because then it represents the rest of that uniform coming back. And the Oiler look. Oh, you like the Buccaneer?
That's the one I'm going with.
All right. I can dig that. I went to a Bucks game last year. That's cool.
Yeah, you did.
That was fun. It's good to see the Bucks game. They have good fans. I think they need some winning. I think they would really really energize the city if they started winning again.
Well, now they have Tampa Tom.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how much he's going to help them, but look, why not, right? If you're the Bucks, may as well try it.
Might as well.
Yeah. So, so Eagles, like where would you go for your favorite Eagles era?
I would go Randall Cunningham, late 80s, early 90s. I just like the Kelly green. That was always my favorite. You could go, they were those throwbacks from, you know, a few years ago. And I think I sent you a picture of them when we brought up some of the uniforms. Where they threw which was like late 60s throwbacks or something like that. Mm-hmm. Those looked pretty good too. So I could do with those as well. So, but those were anything with the Kelly green instead of the midnight green thing that they use now, which I'm not a big fan of. I'm a big fan of the old green color.
I'm going to agree with you on the Kelly Green, but I'm going to go back further. I'm going to go with the 60s ones because I thought the 80s ones were too busy. Just too much going on, too many stripes, too many little details. And so the Kelly Green is kind of very reminiscent of what the Giants are doing right now, which is a throwback to their 50s and 60s look. And I really did like that look. I think the Eagles version of that, basically the Giant uniform with like green instead of blue, it's awesome. I think it's a terrific look.
Yeah, I would agree. I would be very happy if they brought those back.
Yeah. I mean, if they went back to the 80s look, that'd be fine too. But I think we both can say that I never hated. I liked it fine. I liked the look that they have right now, but it's kind of outdated now. Like, it's not really going to hold over the course of many decades, I don't think. No. So it's time for the Eagles to change that up.
I think, in fact, there's been rumors in recent years that they might bring the Kelly Green back here sometime relatively soon. So I know that there's been some rumors. They've had some people in the front office talk about some of that stuff.
Would they do it with the same numbering, though, like the Broncos were trying to do with the orange?
That I don't know. I don't know. We would have to see. I just want that color back instead of the dark green that they use now.
I think they should do that because all the other Philly teams have rolled back their designs. If you notice, the 76ers went back to their old logo and colors, and they have been good since then. So yep. It would make sense for the Eagles to follow through with that idea.
Yep, do it.
You know what's really hilarious is that of all the teams that in Philadelphia, all like most of them seem to switch around their uniforms a lot. The only team that seems to stay the same is the freaking Flyers, the hockey team. Isn't that funny? Like, that's like the only one that seems to just keep it the same like the whole time. So I find that hysterical. But next, Giants. I don't know if we want to waste too much time on this because I think we both have the same answer. Like, we love the way they do it now. I think it's just fine. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, I think they do it okay right now. I would maybe lean a little bit toward the old, like, you know, 50s version of the Giants, where it was a little darker blue. It's a little lighter right now.
Okay.
I kind of like a little darker blue, a little more navy color, but it certainly isn't a bad look currently.
Yeah, I would be fine with that. Like, I never even knew about that, so I would endorse a darker blue as well. Just to differentiate them more, because otherwise it's a little too similar.
I've got the dog Bailey? Going crazy.
All right, let me just give a couple more of these. Let's see.
Bailey.
Not a lot of these left over to talk about.
Bailey wasn't a fan of the Giants uniform.
Oh, no. Very good. So we're going to skip over the Jaguars. We both agree that we didn't like any of them. You know, in our text.
That almost made the list as the worst. Was the helmet. The two-tone color helmet where it's black in the front and then gold in the back.
Look, it's good with ice cream and like beer, but it sucks on a helmet, all right?
Ugh, awful. Awful.
It's like the helmet is not supposed to put you in the mood for like an ice cream soda. So, yeah, I agree. Let's see. Let me go with the Redskins. What's your favorite Redskins era of jersey?
I would say almost like what they have now or late 80s maybe version of it where like you know, the bigger sleeves, the bigger stripes on the sleeves. I liked when they had like the one big yellow stripe and the one big white stripe on the sleeves and everything. But they've generally remained the same over time. So good
much.
For them.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty similar.
You know, I had that written down, but I changed it in recent, I changed it in the last few days because I have to say the two giant ass stripes on the sleeve are a little campy to me. They're really,
really?
Big. They are huge.
I know. I loved that though. I thought it looked cool.
All right. I mean, no,
I don't think it would look as good with the version or the style of jerseys today.
No, I don't. You can't even do it.
It wouldn't work as well.
You can't even do it today.
Yeah.
Like, you could do like one of them. Like it just seems strange. Like, just yellow on the side. But my answer is the one they had in the 70s. Sonny Jurgensen, where they had the arrow for the helmet. I thought that was a very nice look. I thought that was cool. So.
And the other thing is I liked when they wore white pants. Now a lot of times they wear the yellow pants at home. I like the yellow pants more than the
So you did like the white pants.
I like the white ones.
That's interesting.
I kind of like the white ones.
All right. Here's an interesting question. Like, I don't have an answer to this because I don't have as much history of the Redskins as you do, but they didn't start using the actual like Native American guy on the logo for the helmet until like the late 70s, it seems like. Because I've noticed that they used to have an R on the side. And
then they had the arrow.
I kind of like the arrow the best. And I do like the stripe pattern of that era because it's like kind of a burgundy stripe and then like the gold and the burgundy and the gold and like kind of like the Dolphins. Like they had like the five stripes. Like they had like the thinner stripes. So, yeah, okay. I mean, I don't think there's a wrong answer though. I mean, the thicker stripes are definitely unique, but I always thought that they were kind of silly, but.
And I kind of liked them.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I'm good with that. So
when you had bigger sleeves, I think it looked better.
Oh, I mean, when the sleeves are bigger, you could certainly pull it off more, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think what they were doing in the late, in the early 2000s is they were in fact actually just doing one sleeve with a number. It was just like so odd. I remember that. It's like, okay, like, what's the point of this? Like, but it just kind of pick a lane with a stripe. But all right, so let's continue. So, what else we have? Not a lot. Saints. What's your favorite Saints era?
Well, they're almost semi like the Colts. They haven't really changed too much over
been
time.
Some changes,
slight subtle changes.
Yeah.
I think it looks pretty good now. Yeah. The only thing is the Saints. It's the black. I'm not a huge fan if your primary color is black. Steelers and Raiders get a pass.
But they don't wear the black jersey a lot. When they're at home, they wear the white one a lot.
Sometimes they do. I hate when they wear the all black. They do that a few times a year. They wear the all black, the black jersey with the black pants and everything. Mm-hmm. Not a fan of that look. I actually like their color rush jerseys. When we talk about terrible color rush jerseys, the one that I would take out of that list would be the Saints, where it has the gold number on it and everything. That's kind of a cool look. So I don't mind the Saints. I think the Saints, the white jersey is pretty classic. And even the black jersey is pretty good.
Yeah, I love the Saints. I think they've had a very good look for pretty much their entire franchise history. If I gravitate towards an era, I gravitate towards the late 80s, and it's hard to really explain, but I think what I love the most is the striping on the side of the side shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
It is very cool. I love that five. I don't know if it's five stripes or three or what, but the stripes on the side is my favorite thing. I'd rather have that than the like little crest than the number or anything, but having the stripes on the side is awesome.
I remember back in the late 80s, they had the Louisiana state logo on the side of the
is that
the
right?
Sleeve.
Maybe they're both down there. Let me go look. It's a good question.
Bring up like Saints 1988.
They did. Yeah. I see that. Oh, no. I did not like that. No. So what was the one with the stripes then? Like 78?
Let me see. Maybe. Are you thinking Archie Manning Saints?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I am looking at that.
They used to have the old I remember back in the 80s they had the old Louisiana logo on the side of it.
Yeah, you're right. I just looked it up on the Google. They did. And then in the 90s they had the crest, which is good. I mean, it's not bad. I like the crest fine, but certainly better than the state. That doesn't look right. That looks weird.
So if you go Saints,
then
early
I'm really
80s.
Saying Saints like 1969 then, aren't I? Like,
well, if you go Saints early 80s, you get some good striping on the sleeves.
Okay. I'm probably going Saints late 70s then, specifically.
Okay.
Late 70s, early 80s, it's kind of around the same time. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's kind of what I'm after. I need to revise that on my sheet. Late 70s. Okay, so one more. Seahawks, what's your bet? No, just kidding.
Oh, good Lord. That's another one in the running for the franchise worst.
It's just not, they never got it right, man. I think the best they've done so far is like the ones they have today. It's like as good as it got, you know? But
today's aren't bad, other than that Seattle just makes me vomit every time I watch them play.
Completely fair. And we agree on the Titans, right? The Titans' best jersey was when they were the Oilers, basically. Really good.
Yes.
So good. So
the old Warren Moon jerseys, those blue ones at home and everything, which the Titans did wear when they first moved to Tennessee, when they were playing, they used to play at the old Vanderbilt Stadium.
Yep.
For the first few seasons, and they wore those. And then it wasn't until they moved to their current stadium that they switched over and then changed the uniforms.
Yep, yep. I remember that. The Tennessee Oilers, they only did it for a year. It's just kind of why they were waiting for the new stadium. So
yep.
It's pretty neat. But you saw some of those classic Titan players, like Eddie George and Steve McNair.
Steve McNair,
yeah.
Yeah.
They played in those colors for a little while.
So, Javon Kurse.
Yeah, he was good, too.
I don't think Kurse was there back then, but I think he came in later after they were year. The Tennessee Titans. I think he came in. Yeah. So
that was close, but no, you're right. He wasn't there yet at that point. So last one for us will be the Vikings. I'm going to be very interested in your choice. Let's see. I think we agreed on this, though. What's your favorite Viking era?
So I kind of like the more of the kind of 70s, early 80s Vikings.
Yeah, all right.
You
know,
if you turn your TV to ESPN right now, they're running the old Vikings-Packers game from when Brett Favre played the Packers and Aaron Rodgers for the first time.
Oh, no.
These would actually be my favorite Viking uniforms.
Oh, they actually threw back to them. I've seen
they're
this.
Doing the throwbacks.
I just put it on right now. They did throw back
to them. You see that, where they're wearing the throwbacks?
And they really threw back to it. You see the numbers sort of on the sleeve, but I think that's just because Favre's got the longer.
He's got a bigger jersey. Yeah.
Yeah.
But those would be what I would be if I had to pick a Vikings uniform. I think that would be mine.
I'll tell you what I didn't like from this game. Those graphics are terrible. I told you this. Like ESPN graphics from those years were brutal. They were awful. Yep. And they kept him for a long time. Like they started him in like 2009 or something, and they just kept rolling with him for like 6 years. It was so awful. But yeah, that's a great look. Yeah.
Speaking of the only thing here that doesn't look great is the helmet doesn't match the color of the jersey, and that was one thing that the Vikings really struggled with.
What's the reason for that?
I just never think that they could never really get the helmet to really match. It's almost like the Rams. The Rams jerseys are always like a lighter blue, and then the helmet's a dark navy. You know, it's just hard to match it. You can see here, like you can see, it doesn't really match the jersey great.
Is it what's not matching though? I guess is my question. Is it the jersey the thing not matching, or is it the helmet that's not matching?
I think it's the helmet not matching, and the reason I'll say that is because recently. One thing that helmet manufacturers did with the Vikings uniforms is they did make a version of the helmet like last year. Last year, the Vikings helmet, for really the first time in almost their franchise history, really matched the jersey almost exactly color-wise.
Oh, I got you. So in other words, that the helmet probably was about that dark, but they just never seemed to get the jersey to match it.
So last year they did something different with the helmets and the way that the helmet was that there was the first time that they were actually able to really match it. If you watch the Vikings from last year, some of their games, particularly their home games when they're wearing the purple jerseys, the helmet, the jersey are almost an exact match in terms of color.
Yeah, that's subtle, so, but you're right. It does seem off.
They finally were able to kind of work that out. But this would probably be my favorite Vikings look.
Yeah, it's a shame for the people listening that they can't see what we're watching, but we're watching the meeting that Andrew just talked about, Packers at the Vikings from what year is that then? Like 2009?
2009.
Yeah, so 2009, and they are wearing the classic 70s Vikings jersey, and they look terrific. It's very, very cool. So
it's a very clean look.
Yeah, we're in agreement on that. They don't wear them very often, but whenever they do, I'm very happy because everything since then has been just a bit of a cluster. Like from the late 90s stuff I told you about, I've just never been a fan of it. And here's something that I haven't mentioned to you yet. And I was excited to mention this on the podcast, so here's my chance. Do you know that the Vikings use side like block, you know, kind of like Steelers type stripes when they wear the home jersey? But when they're on the road, they use UCLA stripes on the shoulders. Did you know that?
Currently?
No, but I mean,
Oh, back in the day.
Back, not only in the 70s, but all the way through the 90s, they did that.
Yep. They have the sleeves that come right over the top of the shoulder.
Isn't that interesting? Like, they had completely different stripe designs for home and road.
I remember that. Yeah, it's... That never really bothered me. I never really even really thought about that very much. growing up.
It's peculiar but you're right, they would do that. It's like, well, they look like LSU on the road, but at home, they look like Steelers. It's just funny. So,
I have to say, I don't mind the current Vikings jerseys.
Let me get a look.
And the look.
Well, I like the Vikings jerseys so much more than whatever they wore normally. Not that game, but most of the time when Favre was playing for them, they were terrible.
Yes, awful. The Favre ones were bad, but the current ones they have don't look too bad.
I like them.
I actually like the purple. They've gone with a little bit semi-lighter shade of purple, which I think actually looks pretty cool.
No, I think actually what you have is you have a return to that old look for a lot of it. It really is. Like, the stripes are very similar.
Stripes are pretty similar.
Even the lettering on the back is very similar to what they wore in the 70s.
Like, and I like the matted hat. I think it looks a little better. It matches with the jersey a little better.
I think this is definitely the best look the Vikings have had since that time, right? Like, this is definitely, the numbering is just right. It's not too thick, it's not too thin, and it's modernized too, and it really does fit. They got little tails on them kind of to symbolize the horns on the helmets of the Vikings, so this is a good look. I agree with you. I think this is they did very well for themselves.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah. So that pretty much does it for us. Any final thoughts on uniforms before we close it up tonight?
Well, I'm just excited this week to see what the Browns look like. And then I'm excited to see what we get from the Chargers and the Rams coming up.
Yeah.
Scared for the Rams, but we'll see.
I think the Rams you get scared of. The other two, I feel very good about their chances. I think they're going
to hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yep.
Let me look at your list one more time, the top 10, because you almost had the entire AFC West in that top 10. And the one that missed were the Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
But it was close. I know that you...
Broncos.
Really...
Well, I had the Broncos, the Raiders, Chargers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chiefs. I said that when I did we did some uniform emails. I told you I thought the AFC West, if the Broncos could get their act together, would have the best set of logos or uniforms right now in football.
Yeah. I mean, it's so
because the Raiders obviously are great. The Chiefs are good. Like I said, they just missed my top 10. Mm-hmm. The Chargers with the powder blues, bringing those back, look fantastic. If the Broncos could just get their act together and go with a little bit of a throwback look, they would be the best uniform division of football.
Yeah, no doubt. So, well, at any rate, it's been fun to catch up with you again. So thank you so much for your time.
It's been good, Dave. Next time I'll be on the show, I'll be in a different home.
Hey, that's great. That's awesome. I'm looking forward to that. And hopefully more good times to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
My best to Karen and Bailey. And the Niners as well. And hopefully they'll have another good year. That's a nice helmet. That is a nice helmet. But
hopefully.
Yeah. Are you going to watch the rest of that game on the ESPN right now?
Well, there's 2 minutes left.
Oh, so. There's only 2 minutes. I guess you are then.
It's 2 minutes left. I might as well stick with it.
All right. Well, all the best, man. Take care.
All right, Dave. We'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Take care. That's Andrew Jacobson. And that's our program tonight. Good times. We hope that you enjoyed all the uniform talk. It has certainly been as fun for me to produce as hopefully it is for you guys to listen. And that brings us to our next chapter in the A to Z series, which will be the letter O. What will O bring for us? Find out in our next podcast. I am Dave Medina. You can find us on Twitter at DidCow, on the web at DidCow.com, on Facebook, Facebook.com/DidCow, and on our Apple podcast, Dave in the City Out West. Be sure to leave us a good review there. Hope you've enjoyed it. We will see you next time.